Dorsey and Grice to confer about Frank. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, 2 January 1915, page 1, column 4. Pair may go to Washington, Monday 18th, and ask advancement of hearing. It will probably be several days before Attorney General Warren Grice and Solicitor Hugh Dorsey prepare the state's motion to the United States Supreme Court for an advance of the Frank case appeal on the docket of that court. Mr. Grice returned to the city Saturday morning from a brief holiday visit with relatives and friends at Marshallville. He notified Mr. Dorsey of his return, and they are expected to hold an informal conference sometime Saturday afternoon or Monday morning. The formal notice from the clerk of the United States Supreme Court, officially notifying the state's attorneys that Justice Lamar had allowed Frank's appeal and that it had been duly docketed on the calendar of the Supreme Court, has not yet been received and is not expected until sometime next week. Until it comes down, Mr. Grice and Mr. Dorsey will not prepare their motion to advance, which must be printed and filed with the Supreme Court in person by the state's attorneys. Mondays are motion days in the United States Supreme Court, and it will likely be Monday, January 18th, before the motion to advance is offered. Either Mr. Grice or Mr. Dorsey will go to Washington for this purpose. It is possible that both will go, but not considered probable, as the making of the motion to advance is a simple formality involving only the personal request for leave to file the printed motion. The general impression among lawyers familiar with the practice in the federal court is that the appeal will be advanced on the docket and set for hearing on a date 2 or 3 months after the filing of the motion. After the case is argued, it may be 3 or 4 months before the Supreme Court renders its decision.